Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
That's a good point to bring in Derek Kinney, the author of Good Money Revolution, How to Make More Money, Do More Good. Derek, we're talking about rising insurance costs for people, rising costs of everything else, credit card debt going kind of through the roof, the largest gain in more than 20 years. I'm trying to find a sliver of good news, but I guess the honest answer is, Derek, and correct me if I'm wrong, now is the time to kind of buckle up a little bit.
Well, it sure is, John. It's great to be with you and your great listeners. And as my mom told me growing up, it's time, Derek, to make your own fun. You know, there's so much depressing economic news out there. And, you know, there's so many hardworking people listening right now. And oftentimes they go to a job they don't even like to put food on the table and give their kids and family a better life than they have. And I just think there's a lot of frustration, even anxiety, you know, when they go to the pump or they go to the grocery store or they go just to the simple things, to a movie or to a game, and costs are 20 to 30% higher. It's a lot for people to swallow, and it makes them worry, will they keep their job, and is the economy going to get pretty soft?
Yeah, and you mentioned those credit card balances going up. Boy, that's not good. When you got interest rates going up, that's just going to be more.
Well, that's exactly right, and this is something that I've kept an eye on for a while, because when you see credit card balances going up, it is a symptom of a deeper problem. Like if you went to the doctor and said, you know, doctor, my shoulder hurts, well, the doctor might do an x-ray and figure out, oh, okay, you've got some tissue problem. There's something underneath the skin that's really causing this inflammation. And when you think about credit card balances rising, you have to go inside people's account balances and their spending patterns, and you see, listen, they might not be getting the raise they want, or costs have gone up so much, their pay is not keeping up, and the credit cards are the fallback plan. The problem is when those cards get unattainable, where they can't get paid off every month, and we see interest rates rising, it's actually a double punch of the stomach for so many hardworking people, and my heart really goes out to them right now.
For sure. Derek, I'm going to put you on hold for just a moment. We're going to continue this conversation about credit card debt. Also talk about local business owners and how inflation is impacting them. We'll get to that after a look at traffic and weather with Mary Vandeveld. 720 WGN, your money matters. It sure does. Derek Kinney continuing our conversation. He's the author of Good Money Revolution, How to Make More Money to Do More Good. Derek, what do you say to people right now that, you know, maybe they did okay during the COVID pandemic, they kept their gig, and maybe, you know, they've done a lot of the right things, but they're worried right now, right? After all the news that we continue to share and possible recession, maybe we're in one right now. What do you say to the average person? Maybe they're just about to start retirement, maybe they're 5 or 10 years out, they've built up their nest egg, and they just have a sense of concern. Is there anything they can do to kind of abate that concern a little bit?
Well, one of the things they can do, obviously, is focus on what they can control. And obviously, what you spend is what you can control. But when I think about the advice most people give to people these days, is they say, cut all the joy out of your life. If it brings you any enjoyment and it costs you money, stop doing it. The problem with that, John, is, look, that's not sustainable. Listen, if you like to binge watch your favorite Netflix show, well, keep the subscription, but just don't get as many coffees at your favorite coffee shop that week. There's always balances there. But one of the things I would encourage your listeners to do right now is ask themselves, what is a problem that they see right now that really bothers them? Or what is a problem people ask them to solve on a regular basis? It might be, do people ask you to proofread their reports for them, or to design a website, or plan their vacation, or organize an event? Those are things that many people listening have felt like, well, that's so easy. Why would anybody pay me to do that? The people who know you, like you, trust you, or your focus group telling you that could be your easy side hustle that could bring in other people I've helped us with a couple extra $100 a month, which could be enough to get them over the hump while we face this big inflation monster right now.
That's such a good point. I mean, planning someone else's vacation, if you're really into that. I think a lot of people think, well, of course my friends know I can do that well, and I like to do that. I would never know where to start to turn that into a business. I guess it's just one foot in front of the other.
That is. And what you want to do is keep it really simple. You know, John, I like to be a voice of reason And people tend to want to overcomplicate their lives. They want to go back to school and get this advanced degree, and I can't start a side hustle unless I have another, you know, baccalaureate degree. No. What you want to do is simply go on your social media and let people know, hey, I'm launching a little travel business on the side. I've helped you with trips in the past. If I can do more for you or your friends, have them call me. I'd be happy to work by referral. Well, the bottom line is always do this with the people who know you, like you, trust you, because they want to help you. If you launch this big advertising campaign or spend money on other places, people don't want to help people that they don't really care about and they don't have this relationship with. So those are easy ways right now that your listeners can start making money, even starting next week. But it takes believing in yourself. But just let the people around you know what you're doing. Even ask them, ask your family at the dinner table tonight, hey, if I were to start a side business, what could you see me doing? And see what they tell you. You might be surprised.
Yeah, we're going to have to, we haven't done it for a while, the What's Your Hustle side hustle thing. We're going to bring that back next week because I feel like it does inspire people. We've had people call in on that segment, Derek. There's a woman out in the far western suburbs here. She was just really good at teaching people how to cook pasta. She loved doing it. Well, she started making classes on that, and she started making a bunch of money on the side. She called in, and then a bunch of our listeners went and did that. And I think there's some positivity and momentum to it. We had another woman who is an artist. And she, you know, she's an art teacher. And so on the side, she started doing custom prints, nothing too big. And then she made it affordable, but just to celebrate someone's moment, someone's dog, she'd do it. And she ended up enjoying it. And Derek, I think that there really is a lot of us that have something like that. And like you said, it's a side hustle first, but it can grow. It can also just be a buffer for, God forbid, if you do lose your job.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, one thing we've learned in the pandemic, and this is a valuable lesson for all of us, we are all one global event away from losing our job. And my heart goes out to so many people, especially the travel industry and other industries that were just crushed. And you mentioned my book, Good Money Revolution. We are giving away the first five chapters for free. Go to goodmoneychapters.com. And I talk about some of the side hustles and ways to think about that, because I want people right now to make sure that they're making the money they deserve. And whether you ask for the raise and do it by adding more value to the company you're at, or you launch a side hustle, or you just work part-time, I just think right now you've got to make things happen when things are getting hard, many of the things that are out of your control.
For sure. Let's talk about local business owners now who have been struggling with inflation now for a year, and you know they've been struggling with staffing issues, right? And then they're thinking, oh gosh, I've made it this far, and what? We might have a recession. Again, we don't know how deep that is. We don't know how much it will impact every business. I don't want to paint doom and gloom for people because it, you know, may not be that bad. And even when we just a side note, when we talk about unemployment numbers, something like 10% is super high. That still leaves 90% of people who are employed. So not everyone loses their job in a recession. I just want to reiterate that. People know that, but just to put a fine point on it. But local business owners who are listening right now, are there ways they can fight back with inflation and ways that they can start thinking a little bit ahead here?
Yeah, John, let me tell you a quick story. So I had a couple that I met with just recently, local small business owners here in town, and they were concerned about how could they compete with these big box retailers, Walmart.com, Amazon.com. And they said, Derek, you know, we don't have the pricing these big behemoth companies have. And so what I said is, true, you can't compete on price, but how could you compete on service and adding value? And their eyes got as big as saucers. And I said, what if you did this? What if you emailed every single one of your customers tonight, and you let them know, we value you, we appreciate you, we know that you have a choice in terms of where you do business, but we want you to know how much we appreciate having you as a client. And by the way, your next purchase, here's a discount coupon for your next purchase. And also, if you refer someone to us, a friend, a colleague, someone you care about, we will give you a further incentive to refer the people you care about. Well, the bottom line, John, was this. While there may be a recession coming, you can choose not to participate, okay?
Okay.
And we wanted to help these business owners take control of their situation because, look, you can't compete with an Amazon price, but you can compete with the service only you as a local business owner can provide.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that seems like simple advice, like email your clients, but I think the personal touch does add something, especially when, you know, you're in a neighborhood. I mean, Chicago's got so many and so many great suburbs, and we visit so many on our Your Hometown series, and it is that personal touch, that personal connection, and just reminding people that you're there and that, hey, if you've given us some business, we appreciate you, can go a long way. Hey, Derek, one more time, let us know where we can get those first five chapters.
You bet. Simply go to goodmoneychapters.com, goodmoneychapters.com for the first five chapters of Good Money Revolution. It's become a national bestseller. I'm humbled by that, and it's helping change people's lives, and I want to get the message out to as many people as possible. So
yeah.
Thank you again. You're always a joy to be with.
Oh, you're very kind to say. Yeah, it's much more than what we talked about today. It's about retirement mistakes, things you can do. It kind of reframes how you think about money. It's a really interesting read. Derek, thanks for your time, okay?
My pleasure. Thank you, John.
Yeah, we'll talk again soon. Let's take a break, and then we'll set up the next half hour of Your Money Matters on WGN.